Free stuff is everywhere. You just need to know where to look. But is it really free? Or is there always a catch? Also, we'll tell you about some free magazines, downloads, and something called Free Comic Book Day. It's all right here on the Free Stuff Show.
I like free stuff.
I like free stuff too.
We've been fans of freebies for years.
It's a hobby of ours, and we're always searching for the next free thing.
Join us on our quest for free stuff.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is the Free Stuff Show. And welcome to the first episode of the Free Stuff Show. I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And we're father and son, and we're both into free stuff, collecting free stuff, picking up free stuff, wherever we can find it. Today we'll find out just how much free stuff is available to us, and how much of it we really do get for free. We'll also tell you how you can get free publications, and we'll talk about an annual event that's all about free comics. Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobCastCentral.com. Employers, list your jobs for free at JobCast Central. No charge, no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. Go to www.JobCastCentral.com. You know, free stuff is all around us. It's everywhere. What I think a lot of people don't realize is just how much of their daily lives involves using things, doing things, and getting things for free. Tommy, do you realize how much you get in this world for free?
Probably not.
And I think most people don't. Let's think of some of the free things that we get every day that we really don't think about. For instance, free over-the-air TV, that's one.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. I mean, turn on the TV. And unless you're subscribed to cable, as a lot of people are subscribed to cable, but there are a lot of people that are...
Not us.
Well, no, we aren't, because since digital TV has come around, well, we can get the same quality over the airwaves as most people can get on their cable TV now because of digital TV.
We have Netflix, which is better than cable because you can choose what you want to watch.
And when you want to watch it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So there are a lot of advantages to free TV and getting some of our programming over the internet.
Amazon, to some degree.
Amazon Prime services. You do pay for those, but you really get a lot for what you pay for. Talk about AM and FM radio. Regular, over-the-air, free radio that you can get for free. When you're driving around in the car, listen to an AM radio station, FM radio station, you get free programming, free shows, free music right there over the air.
Not just in the car, anywhere.
Pretty much anywhere, yeah. Social media sites. Social media sites are, for the most part, free. Now, there are a couple of social media sites like LinkedIn where you can pay for a premium subscription or for a premium account. But for the most part, when you sign up for a social media site, it really doesn't cost you anything, does it?
No.
And that's a free connection to friends and family, and more so lately, another venue for entertainment. Facebook, Twitter, these are all sites that you can join for free. What's another source of free stuff?
We have free software. Apps on your phone or on your computer.
Yeah, and free open source software that you can get, that you can do a lot of the things that some people would normally pay hundreds of dollars for, that you can get for free. And we're not talking about pirated software. We're talking about free open source software and software that's available under the public domain and that sort of thing.
and like mobile games, free to play games where there's no charge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And of course, podcasts like this one. People listening to this show are getting it for free. They're not having to pay for it.
There's some motivation to listen.
Yeah, exactly. There's free stuff everywhere, and we could probably cite a lot of other examples of free things that we can get, that we get every day. Going to the warehouse club, like Sam's Club, and getting free samples.
Yeah, you can make a whole meal out of that.
So. Yeah, and we've done it.
Yeah, it's easy.
But there are a lot of examples of things that you can get every day for free. But the question is it really free? Is it really free? You know, there's an old saying that nothing in life is free. And, you know, the other saying that there is no such thing as a free lunch really, for the most part, is true. Free is not necessarily free because stuff doesn't make itself. Well, you know, things don't make themselves. Somebody has to make it. Somebody has to pay for it somewhere.
Free is coming from the perspective of whichever side you're coming from. On the consumer's view, it is free because they don't have to have, there's no labor or cost involved. But for the manufacturer's side, it is not free at all. It's actually, it could be harmful to them, or it could be productive, where it promotes other sales.
Well, for the most part, it does cost time and money to make and distribute those things, and they're making those things, as you were saying, to entice people to buy more of it, or to buy something else, or to get them to subscribe to something, or whatever it is. And that's basically how those free things are paid for. It's free on the consumer side, for the most part, but it's being paid for by the person who's presenting it for free. Exactly. Well, we talked a little bit about who actually pays for this. How is this free stuff paid for?
Advertising?
One of the ways that it can be provided to consumers is through the advertising or marketing model. And that's probably one of the most popular ways, one of the ones that we're all pretty much used to. We're all used to being pitched or sold something. A prime example of this is free television. In the advertising and marketing model, free TV is paid for with ads. We have to sit through the ads in order to watch our free TV show, right? Someone has to pay for that free stuff. We're getting to watch those TV shows for free, but they cost a lot of money to make, to produce, to put on the air. And those shows are paid for through advertising. Most people are used to that now because they understand.
So they understand that the money has to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. We get to watch our favorite TV show for free in exchange for watching advertising, for allowing the advertisers to pitch their products to us. A fair exchange, for the most part. Most everyone is willing to sit through some advertising in exchange for getting to watch their favorite show. And it doesn't hurt anyone.
No.
Right? No, we can sit through that.
You have to sit through it, but
okay, we're watching the ads, but we're not forced to buy what's being pitched to us, are we?
Yeah, buying is completely optional. If you like the product or service, you can go ahead and purchase it, and you would have already benefited from the ad itself and the TV program. But, of course, you can ignore the ads if you want to and go ahead watching your program, and no money is spent.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think for the most part, everyone's accepted that free model. But for the most part, that's how it works. Someone wants to sell us something or promote something, and they'll give you something for free in exchange for an opportunity to do that. Now, at this point, I want to make a disclaimer that some free offers that we talk about on the Free Stuff Show may be related to affiliate or referral programs from which we may receive a small commission.
May.
However, many are not, and we aren't going to recommend anything to you that we wouldn't try or use ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to test them out first.
Exactly. Well, we're not going to recommend something to someone that is certainly questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to recommend something to someone that we haven't tried or that we don't use ourselves, that we don't necessarily trust. So everything that we're going to mention on the show is something that we either use ourselves or would use if we needed it or wanted it.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's our disclaimer.
And now for the free stuff.
Yeah, we have some freebies to tell everybody about today. A couple of good freebies, and they're all related to either electronic or print publications. Now, we have a couple of freebies of the week, and I'm going to give you mine first. Here's my freebie of the week. Now, the first one is really meant for professionals. If you're a professional who wants to stay on top of your career, or you're searching for a career in a particular industry, one of the best ways to do this is by utilizing a readily available resource that's just chock full of valuable content that will keep you informed and in the loop. I'm talking about industry trade publications. Now, nearly every industry has at least one trade publication that professionals subscribe to and follow to keep up with current news and trends in their chosen field. Trade publications include both electronic and print magazines, periodicals, white papers, multimedia webinars, audio and video podcasts, and other media. They're a great source of news and content about products, services, issues, and trends in the industries they cover. Of course, they're also full of self-promotion and sales pitches. But if you're a professional who needs to keep up with what's happening in a specific market or industry, it's readily available to you so you can improve your job skills, market yourself to potential employers, or even start your own business. These publications are a great way to educate yourself because you can peruse them at your leisure. You can subscribe to as many as you need or want, or you can focus on the ones that are specific to your area of the business. The best thing about these publications is that nearly all of them are free to professionals who qualify. If you work in an industry or field covered in a particular publication, all you have to do is fill out a qualifying form to show that you meet the requirements as an industry professional. Trade publications are not aimed at the general public, so the form is necessary to filter out those who are not qualified. It takes a few minutes to fill out the form, but once you do and are approved, you're in. Overall, it is well worth the investment. After all, they're free. And you can't beat free. I subscribe to several trade publications myself. Some I read regularly, others I use as a reference when I need them. All of them connect me to the industry I'm in and provide content I can use to help me stay informed. All you need to do is go to jobcastcentral.tradepub.com, browse through the list of trade publications available, fill out the form to qualify, and you're done. There's no credit card required, no payment to make. The trade publications are free to qualified professionals. And that's my freebie of the week.
And now for something that's a little more relevant to more people. Free Comic Book Day 2015 is less than a week away. Each year, comic book and hobby stores around the country have contributed to an annual celebration called Free Comic Book Day. Its blunt and straightforward title describes exactly what happens. People give away free comic books. There you go. And, of course, before you begin dreaming of walking out of your local comic book with boxes of your favorite comics free of charge, I gotta inform you that there are limitations. First of all, you can only get 3 comic books per person, so choose carefully. Second, there are only certain comics printed specifically for Free Comic Book Day, so you can't choose any issue you want. And you'll recognize these by the titles Free Comic Book Day that will be placed in bold letters at the top of the cover. And if that isn't obvious enough, the comics will be separated on tables set out for this occasion. Free Comic Book Day takes place annually on the first Saturday in May, so this year it'll fall on Saturday, which is May 2nd. Be sure to check out the official website for all the details I was too lazy to tell you, and also take a look at the list of all 50 comics that'll be available this year, and some of them also let you take a little sneak peek of them. And just make sure not to come late, or else they'll all be gone. So better wake up early more and get first in line.
So once again, Free Comic Book Day, May 2nd, 2015. And it starts, I guess, about the same time in all areas. We're not really sure. It's a matter of going to your local comic book store, right? Most all the comic book stores around the country are participating in this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty big thing. It's around the country. I don't know about other countries, but in the United States, I know that basically every comic book store does it.
Yeah. Now, here's a little tip that we'll give you if you're really into comic books, and pretty much we all are in our family, except for my wife and Tommy's mother, one and the same person. We have a limit of 3 comic books per person.
Yeah, and there's a way you can cheat that.
Yeah. And we're going to tell you how to get a few extra. Let's say, for instance, that your wife or your mother or another family member is not into comic books like you are, and you can coerce them somehow to come along with you. They can pick up 3 free comic books because it's 3 comic books per person, right?
Yeah.
So if they aren't into the comics like you are, then just hand them a list of 3 comic books. Books that they might be able to pick out for you, for themselves, and then they can pick them out as well. Now, is it cheating? Technically,
no.
No,
it's they'll be giving it to you as a gift later on.
Yes, there you go. There you go. And who knows? You might interest them into collecting comics.
Yeah, or they'll just hold you to. That you owe them later on in life, but yeah.
As your mom has told us so many times.
Yeah.
Every year we drag her to Free Comic Book Day. You owe me for this. And it's not comics.
Well, we'll pay her in cooking supplies or something.
Yeah. But that's Free Comic Book Day. And you don't want to miss this.
Yeah, only once a year. Well, that's all the free stuff we have for you this week.
Join us each week for the latest in freebies out there.
Check out our website where you can check out our blog and subscribe to our podcast at www.thefreestuffshow.com.
Now remember, that's thefreestuffshow.com. If you just type in freestuffshow.com, it's going to take you somewhere else and it won't be there. So go to thefreestuffshow.com. And if you find anything free that you want to share with us and the rest of the listening audience, you can email us at comments@thefreestuffshow.com. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Before we go, any other final thoughts?
Not at all. No.
No. Okay. Well, join us each week for more free stuff on The Free Stuff Show. Once again, today's show was sponsored by Jobcast Central. Looking for your next career? Look no further than JobcastCentral.com. And employers, you can list your jobs for free at Jobcast Central. No charge and no limit. It's free, and you can't beat free. To list your jobs or for job listings, go to JobcastCentral.com. Well, everyone, thanks for listening. And until next time, I'm Rick.
And I'm Tommy.
And this is The Free Stuff Show.